fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Sunday, the 4th day of March, 2007, welcome to the show. It's been a great week for me. I hope a good week for you folks out there. We thought we were finished with winter, but winter came back with a vengeance. Not so much in the Ozarks. We had some cold temperatures, not much precip. Other parts of the country are getting their share of both precip and very dangerously cold temperatures. Hope it's not too bad where you are. We are scheduled to have a guest the second hour. Hopefully he'll call in and we'll be able to visit with him and find some interesting things out about a way to help Christian men share their faith with other men. And it'll be an interesting interview if he calls in, and I hope he does. My friend Jim McCanny, Professor McCanny, is supposed to publicly announce his new book tomorrow, I believe. And I've been waiting to interview him. We're overdue for an interview with Professor McCanny. It's been a good 3 months or so. I hope to interview him on the 11th or the 18th, depending on his schedule, and find out about his new book and get caught up on what's going on with the solar system and the sun and so forth. He's a fully credentialed scientist, and when Jim McCanny speaks, I pay attention, and his following is growing by leaps and bounds. Typically, his book sells out the first printing within days. And I need to hurry up and sign up and get my copy on order so that I don't lose out and have to wait for the second printing. And I would encourage all of you to go to Jim McCanny's website. There's a link on my website. And check it out and order that book so you'll get it before the first printing expires. Well, I'm working on my communications, as always, always trying to upgrade my capabilities. We'll talk about that when we come back from the first break. Stay tuned.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore on Sunday, the 4th of March, 2007. Like I was saying before the break, I'm working on my communication system, in particular mobile communications in my new self-pursuit vehicle, my black Lincoln Town Car, Touring Sedan Edition is rather unique. When I went down the line, instead of Lincoln parts, it got the following Ford Crown Victoria Police Interceptor parts: shock absorbers, coil springs, leaf springs, stabilizer bars, engine, transmission, and rear end. So it looks like a Lincoln Town Car, but what it really is a Ford Crown Vic Police Interceptor. It's quite the automobile. Well, here's my communications package I'm putting together for it. I've got a Motorola Spectra two-way VHF radio. It can scan and broadcast and receive and transmit on more than 100 frequencies. A Cobra single sideband CB, which means that it can receive and transmit on 120 frequencies. A lot of ham guys and people in general aren't using CBs like we did 25-30 years ago. I really don't like being on the road without my CB radio. It's saved my self countless hours of sitting and waiting at blocked roads because of construction and more frequently accidents. monitoring channel 19 on the Citizens Band is a definite high-value thing to have anytime you're on the road, in my opinion. And it pays for itself the first time. The first time, you don't have to sit for an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours. In the case of a fatal accident, it could be quite a few hours. I don't know what they do in your part of the world, but in Missouri, they shut down the road and do a complete workup. May take 8 hours for a fatal traffic accident. So I never leave home without it. The last part of the package will be and I haven't acquired it yet, but it will be a scanner to scan many hundreds, if not thousands, of pre-programmed frequencies. It's just that little bit of extra edge. In case things start to fall apart, I'll have that much more chance of knowing what's going on with a high-capacity scanner with trunking capability. And trunking means it can track these modern police agencies. Typically, it's a bigger city because they got the money. These trunking systems are quite expensive. And a scanner that has that capability certainly is what I want to have with me. In addition, the vehicle will be equipped with an air horn similar to what fire trucks have, emergency lights, and so forth, all of which don't come in to usage that frequently, but if as much as I drive, I come across a traffic accident as the first person on the scene about once a year. That's about the frequency that I do that. And anytime you're stopping on a public road that has a lot of high speed traffic, the more lights you've got, the safer you're going to be, in my opinion. So that's the communications package for that. I'm looking to upgrade communications at the homestead here by getting a CB base station set up that has a better antenna, a nice base station antenna as opposed to what I've got at the moment. A high-gain 2-meter antenna, which will also double as a scanner antenna for the scanner and for the police radio. So. Anyway, that's what will be going on this spring once things warm up a little bit and it's a little bit nicer to be out there and doing that kind of work. Just installed a couple of new flags today at the homestead here. A nice new embroidered American flag and a double-side embroidered POW flag with a new halyard also. Morning project. This is a live call-in show. You're welcome to call in with your questions at 800-313-9443. I was talking to Evelyn Brown with KMT-USA, and she's getting some interesting inquiries about AMSOIL products, and it looks like I'll be in the process of becoming an AMSOIL dealer myself. It only makes sense that I do so. It's a way to have a little side business and help people. I like helping people and anything that makes your life easier and more efficient and less expensive is certainly something I'm all for, and AMSOIL products accomplish all those goals. Freeze-dry guy still running his special. This is a show that focuses on preparedness, and having a good stock of stored food is always a basic essential and basic part of any person's life who wants to be prepared. The dehydrated variety case is what he's running. I need the sneeze button here. Got rid of that. Mountain Stew, 13 cups. Stroganoff, 11 cups. Fruit cocktail, 11 cups. Potato granules, 40 cups. Applesauce, 28 cups, all nicely packed, all freeze-dried in a small package, 5 inches by 8 inches by 12 inches. A lot of food for the money. This stuff will keep for 20 years. $62 for one case, includes the shipping. Don't forget about that. Shipping can really run into some money. $166 for 3 cases. Freeze-dried guy has a toll-free number, 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. 3663, and of course his website, freezedryguy.com. Don't forget to mention you heard about this in the John Moore Show. That's what keeps us going here. This is education, this is entertainment, this is fun, it's also a business, and we need your support by buying the products of our sponsors to keep this whole thing running here. Anyway, let's talk about preparedness, and let's talk about what's coming at us. Most of you listening have internet access and have access to seeing the Drudge Report. As I speak, the top two headlines at the top, very top of the Drudge Report, quote unquote, global warming is lies, claims new documentary. And then right below that, the great global warming swindle set to rock climate debate. You're going to be hearing more and more of this until it's ad nauseum. You will be tired of hearing about global warming. Maybe you already are. That's too bad. You will hear about global warming every day from now forward. And to the point where you're not only tired of it, you will be so totally confused about what global warming is, what's causing it, what the effects will be, how fast the effects will hit us. And that's part of the intent, is to create confusion, to distract people, to distract them away from what's really going on, and most importantly of all, what the real time frame is for bad things to happen, bad things being rising ocean levels, 200-mile-an-hour winds, seismic events, and volcanic events. Of course, they cannot and will not connect seismic events and volcanic events, volcanism, to global warming. They can't make that connection because nobody would believe it. Because they don't. There's just no scientific connection between what they claim to be the cause for global warming and volcanism and seismic events. However, they are related if you know the true cause of global warming. If you know the true cause of global warming, then you can understand and then you can comprehend how volcanism and seismic events can be related to what we're observing with weather and rising ocean levels. They're all connected. It's outlined and very dealt with very effectively in my paper, No Need for Panic, which is available at my website for $5. It's article with footnotes, a bibliography, a list of websites. The bibliography lists books written by real scientists that are really in the Library of Congress, about 5,000 pages worth of books. And you can convince yourself what's happening. In addition, and most importantly at all, No Need for Panic gives the real timeline, the real classified version of the government's timeline for evacuating their own people. And I'll save you the $5 if you don't want to spend it right now. Here's the timeline. They start evacuating their own people from low-lying areas near the East Coast, Gulf Coast, Great Lakes, beginning in 21 months. That's not very far off, 21 months, in January of 2009. And they complete their evacuations in 33 months in December of 2009. Point being, by January 2010, They being the government and the Vatican and Walmart and Russia and China and England, they want to have all their people that they've chosen to survive this be in their safe little hidey holes in these multi-billion dollar shelters that have been built to survive what's coming at us. The rest of you are going to be on your own. You'll become refugees. You will die. You will be injured. You will starve, you will have disease, and that's tough because the government and the government's people will be in a safe and secure and very well-built, very well-stocked shelters with hot and cold running water, air conditioning, hot showers, frozen pizza, all of life's little necessities. We'll be left on our own, ladies and gentlemen. That's the plan. I'm sorry to tell you, that is the plan. Break coming up. Call numbers 800-313-9443.
ladies and gentlemen, I need to tell you about what's going on with freeze-dry guy. His line continues to expand and contract according to what you guys are ordering out there. Beef, chicken, diced beef, beef stew, eggs, cottage cheese, peas, pork chops. This is the highest grade freeze-dried food that money can buy at a deep, deep discount. It does not get any better than that. Like I tell people, and I've been saying this for months, shop the competition, find out what they've got and how much it costs, then visit freezedryguy.com and check it out. You'll be very glad you did. freezedryguy.com. If you don't have internet access, give them a call at 530-265-8333. I say again, 530-265-8333. Otherwise, go to freezedryguy.com. You'll be glad you did. The best quality products at rock-bottom prices.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But if this ever-changing world...
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is... Sunday, the fourth day of March, 2007. Okay, here's your homework assignment for the week. Get your pencil. This is a freebie. It'll help all of you out there. If you have internet access, if you don't, go to your library. It doesn't cost anything. Put this in Google. DOD, that's Delta Oscar Delta, DOD Climate Report. Right there, it is three words in Google. First thing that comes up in your Google search will be the complete 22-page Department of Defense Abrupt Climate Change Report. It came out in 2000. Well, it was published in February 2004, 3 years ago. I've been reading only the executive summary these past 3 years. The complete 22 pages is a real eye-opener. Now that 3 years have transpired, of course, they were working on this paper all during 2003. Now that 3 years have transpired, we have a history. We have the ability to now see that what the two authors, Peter Schwartz and Doug Randall, were talking about in their report for the Department of Defense, we see that coming true. and coming to pass. So it's important. It's 22 pages that fits, in my opinion, hand in glove with what I've been saying now publicly for going on 2 years about all this. Abrupt climate change is not a fantasy. The paper does not talk at all about CO2 greenhouse gases causing this. It just talks about what's in the process of happening. That's, in fact, what it does. This is a live call-in show. The call number is 800-313-9443, and we got Jim on hold here. Jim, are you there? Scott in Virginia. Okay. The screen I've got says something else. Scott, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. My question is, how do I make my family believe me? Because it's like everyone thinks that I'm pretty much nuts. I got like 6 boxes of water. I got about a month's worth of food. I got a Glock 23. I got a Savage 24C combo.
Okay. Let's work on this, Scott. Do you have any dependents?
No, sir.
Okay. No wife, no children.
No.
Okay. Hold on. Let me ask the questions. Do you have elderly parents who can no longer care for themselves?
No.
Okay. Now here's what you do. You let them know. If do you have a copy of my article?
No need, sir.
For panic.
No, sir. Although I saw your website though.
Okay, well, I'm going to encourage you to do the following. Order one copy, and I'll invite you to make as many copies as you need for your family members. Now, it sounds like you're an able-bodied single male. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're ambulatory. You've got the normal strength of a normal adult male.
And yes,
able,
sir.
Able to care for yourself.
All right.
You don't have, in my opinion, based on what you've told me, I might be wrong, you don't have the financial ability to buy 900 pounds of food for every adult that you love and care for, do you?
No, unfortunately not.
That's okay. And when it comes to dried grains, that's the average per adult for dried grains, 900 pounds per person per year. So here, you do what you can do. You have the ability to buy one copy of my article, run off as many copies as you need, and provide those copies to all the healthy adults that you love and care about. That's as much as you can do. I know this is easy to say, you cannot get emotionally attached to the outcome of your providing this information. Well, your dilemma, Scott, is most people's dilemma who know what you and I are talking about right now, and most of the listeners are in the same boat. It's a tough place to be. However, that's where you find yourself. It's where I find myself. And suck it up and get on with life. You're not going to change these people's opinion. By the time they figure this out, everybody's going to want to buy 900 pounds of grain per person. By then, it'll be too late, of course.
I understand that, sir. It's just that
I know. It's maddening. It's maddening. And I don't have, there's no easy answer. There is about 24 police officers in a major metropolitan police department who diligently follow my show and my article, No Need for Panic. And there's relative, and that's out of 2,000 men and women on this particular police department. So that's less than 1%. And it's tough. Tough. Hold on through the break here, Scott, okay?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back. Scott, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Scott. Now, how many siblings do you have?
I have two, sir, and both of them have two kids.
Okay. Your dilemma is all too common, and I've had little success myself, so I've been at this a long time, Scott. Probably almost. How old are you? In your early to mid 20s?
I'm actually 37, sir.
You're 37. You have a young sounding voice. Well, I did my first paid survival consultation when you were in the first or second grade. It would have been in the late 70s. So I've been at this a long time. People don't want to hear about it. They don't want disruptions to their life. It's almost always a male-female thing where more often than not, there's always exceptions. More often than not, the male is more interested in being prepared and the woman is not. Sometimes it's the other way around. Sometimes it's both spouses. And it's not easy. And if it was, I would tell you in a heartbeat how to convince your siblings and your parents that they need to be concerned and take action now while they can. All you can do is inform them and let it go. And at some point, they will come to you asking for advice on what to do and how to do it. You need to be ready to provide them with resources for training, resources to purchase supplies, and resources to purchase equipment. Hopefully there will be time to do so. We don't know. If it's a fast-moving event that takes place over a matter of days and weeks, there won't be time. If it's a slow-moving event where it's transpiring over a number of months, there'll be time to do quite a bit, depending on the financial resources and what exactly is happening.
Yes,
that's
sir.
The best advice I can give you, Scott.
Yes, sir. It's just that I did see a map of what you say is going to happen, and I am in your floodplain. It's just that my mother is not. And so it's like in the absolute worst case scenario, that is where I would go. And it's like I think I can keep us alive for at least a year.
Okay.
I can get enough materials and supplies and equipment. I am fairly certain I could keep us alive for at least a year. It's just that I don't want to buy the stuff and then just have her throw it away. That would drive me crazy.
You're talking about your mother now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, hopefully you can reach some kind of agreement that if storage space is not so much at a premium at the family home at your mother's place, that she would store whatever you want to store with no problem. The first year will be the worst. The first 30 to 60 days will be the worst.
Right.
The main problem being death and disease from a lack of potable water. The first time you drink a good glass full of water out of a pond, you're probably going to get sick because of all the stuff that's in there. So death and disease caused by a lack of potable water will be the main cause of what will be happening in the event of a major crisis.
The thing that I want to do is get her a Berkey water filter with enough filters for about 3 years. And so it's like that should keep us alive with good potable water. So.
Well, that's right. And you're thinking right here, Scott. Clean water is one of the basic foundations to being healthy and surviving anytime, anywhere. So you're thinking along the right lines there, Scott, and I encourage you to keep thinking that way. You may want to look at purchase my videos, Family Safety in Perilous Times, Volume 1 and Volume 2. They both get in, and they don't repeat. It's totally different information on each one. A lot of good, solid information that you can sit there with your legal pad and make notes as these presenters, myself on Volume 1 and a number of presenters on Volume 2, about good nuts and bolts information on how to be healthy and thrive during perilous times, whether it's from a serious terrorist attack or rising ocean levels or whatever it might be. Okay, Scott?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Anytime. We're glad to have it. And that's Scott from Virginia. Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Scott's situation is more the norm than not. That's what we run into. Those of us who've been doing preparedness, whether you've been focusing on being prepared for 1 year or more than 30 years like myself, it's the expected thing is that your spouse may not want to hear about it. Your adult siblings probably won't want to hear about it. Your parents probably won't want to hear about it. That's expected. That's the norm. And you do what you can. You try to live your life as an example of how you can have a normal life and be prepared at the same time without suffering dire consequences financially and time-wise. Live your life and demonstrate by example how you can do this. I was talking to some friends the other day. They have a standby generator in their home. It's a rather upscale, middle-class neighborhood in metropolitan St. Louis. And metropolitan St. Louis has had the most power outages the past 12 months that they've had probably in a number of years. Couple of these going on for many days at a time. Well, they had electricity, and everybody in walking distance in their neighborhood did not. They were providing hot meals for people that had no way to prepare hot meals. Hot beverages for people had no way to get hot beverages. They were the focal point for news and updates on what was going on because they had electricity and their TV was functioning, radios were functioning, and so forth. This is for Scott and this is for everybody. Do what you can. If you have limited financial ability, which most of us do, focus on the most important things first. Like Scott mentioned, the good quality Berkey water filters like we sell here at Republic Broadcasting. Bulk dried grains, you get your most bang for your buck if you want to store up a lot of food for the least amount of money. Bulk dried grains is certainly a way to do that. The freeze-dried food that my sponsor, Freeze Dried Guy, sells is certainly a massive upgrade from there in terms of variety and being tasty. But do what you can and acquire skills. And this is a mantra of mine. Frequently I would talk about the need to develop skills so that you can be useful and help as many people as possible during a long-term or short-term crisis. We have a lot of callers that call in and they want to know the latest and greatest in firearms and firearms technology, and that's important too. Don't get me wrong. There's very few of the listeners out there that have more firearms than I do, but it has to be taken into and incorporated with many, many other things. We've got John from Tennessee. John, are you there, sir? Speak up, John. I'm not hearing anything. John from Tennessee, are you there?
Yes, I am, John.
Are you mobile today?
I am.
Okay, go ahead.
I've got a couple questions, but before I do, you know, I've been stressing to my family. I've been keeping bees for a few years now, and I'm insistent on knowing how to preserve meat. And people ask me, why do you want to know that? You know, you can go buy it. And I said, well, you never can tell what we may need to do. So my suggestion, John, is it's easy to do. You can do it in a neighborhood. Start up an apiary, keep some bees, learn how to do it, learn how to preserve meat. So if you ever have to, that's something that you'll have in your arsenal. The questions I had for you, I've got some relatives that live up in the Detroit area.
Right.
And I have mentioned to them, and for whatever reason, John, I'm really uneasy about that area, not just for the tendency to flood, which back in the 70s we had some rather high water. I grew up on an island. But because of the makeup of the population in the Detroit area.
That's the highest concentration of Muslims in the United States of America.
Outside of the Middle East, yes, sir.
Right, right.
And, you know, they've demonstrated that they're more than willing to kill themselves.
So oh, yes.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
They look forward to it.
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
But what I've been trying to do not in a roundabout way, but in a gentle way, is to kind of prepare my family to be ready to leave that area. They're in southeastern Michigan.
Okay.
Now, you know, I've told them, when you see certain things happening, please consider just come and visit me for a while.
Right.
I'm in Tennessee, you know, come see me.
Right.
Because your brother, although I'm the youngest brother, I'm not stupid. So
right.
What I would like you to do, please, is recap what you see going on in Washington. And you went over it one other time that they're getting ready, you believe, to move the operation of the federal government out of the D.C. area.
Right.
If you could go over there. And I'm on the phone. I can't hear you on RBN today, so I'll have to
listen
on the telephone.
Well, this is what's happening, and I've researched several government websites, like the GSA website, and you can find, if you dig through a couple of layers, you can find where The U.S. government is already moving government offices of 4,000 and 5,000 people, incrementally one office at a time, away from Washington, D.C., and not going that far away, maybe 80 or 90 miles to where it's 800 feet above sea level. The United States Capitol is 80 feet above sea level, 80 feet above sea level.
Mm-hmm.
And where they're moving to is 800, 900 feet above sea level. Now, their publicly stated reason is to disperse because of the threat of nuclear weapons being detonated in Washington, D.C. If they really had that fear, they should have done it 50 years ago in 1957 when we were fearful of the great Russian bear bombing us.
Well, you had mentioned a timeline earlier. What was that timeline?
Well, the timeline for completing all their evacuations is during the year of 2009. That begins in 21 months. Now, that's the final push. We're already seeing incremental moves right now of these offices where they want to get these people out of Dodge and get them to high ground. And by the way, England's been doing this now for a couple of years, moving government offices in England away from the low-lying areas near the ocean and back into the interior of the island where it's higher ground. So that's not news. England's been doing it for a couple of years, and we're just getting started on doing that. One of the major areas where the government offices are going to is the new Denver airport. Denver did
right.
not need a new airport. The airport they had was quite nice and had all the capacity that they needed. What they built out there at Denver is a huge government office complex underground. The people I've talked to that have been inside, they say it goes underground 10 or 11 stories.
Right.
Many, many tens of thousands of square feet where people can live and work and play for years, if need be, completely underground. So, yes, John, it's happening. It's happening right now. When you start moving as many square feet and as many government offices as need to be moved, you can't do it all in one year. That 09 time frame is the final push to get everything done that's not completed by then.
Well, John,
all the go ahead.
You know what I've noticed, John. I'm a city boy. I'm from Detroit, but I've studied training horses, and you train horses incrementally. You know, you put them under a little bit of pressure, and I know this may sound lame, but you make them uncomfortable, and when you get a little bit of a reaction, you turn around and walk away.
Right.
And you come back, and each day you do it so slowly, and you gain their trust that in a reasonably short amount of time, you can be on their back, and they've never bucked.
Right.
So that's, you know, our government is doing the same thing to the American people, and it doesn't take someone that's got, you know, extreme intelligence to see it if you'll just take the time to look and to understand what's being done. You're being, you know, it's like, John, I've used the analogy that if you had a pile of gold in your house and I'm your friend, I'm welcome in your home. I can go in, if it takes me 100 years, I can have your gold and you'll never know it's gone. And that's what they're doing to this nation.
Well, they've been doing incremental things for many decades. That's true, John. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, John, listen, I appreciate it. If I had to give one warning sign to my family and say, when you see this, that's time to leave, what would you say it would be?
Oh, a major office in either a government office in either Washington, D.C. or New York City, closing and moving, something that they can't hide. See, what they've set up, John, is all the infrastructure. These shelters have hundreds of phone lines each. And keeping in mind, with modern digital technology, each phone line can be used by three separate users at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
They have all the telecommunications set up, everything necessary, the work cubicles, the computers, photocopiers. Everything is set up for continuity of government in these shelters, which are disguised as, many of them disguised as, Superfund cleanup sites, like the one in St. Louis. And they're good to go. They're just waiting for the people to populate them and do what they've been doing for decades, except in these new shelters. And that plan, and when, and going back to your question, there'll be something that they can't hide. At some point, there'll be a major office that will be moved, and there'll be a pretext. Oh, we're doing it because of threat of a terrorist attack.
Right.
But when that when it becomes public that they've moved one or more of these big offices and shut it down and moved it, that would be a clear sign, in my opinion, that we're down to the final few months, and it's time, and it's just time to go.
All right. One other thing, if I might.
Go ahead.
You know, and you brought this to mind. I heard something about broadband over power lines. Have you heard anything about that?
I have. You want to talk about that after the break? Hold on.
Sure.
Hold on. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I want to take just a moment to talk now about PulseTech products. I've been using these products myself for 10-plus years, and this is a way to help your lead-acid batteries last probably twice as long. That's the kind of success I've had, plus maintain a full charge if you get one of the devices to do that. They have a number of devices. These things really work. The U.S. Army uses them on their M1 Abrams tanks, and that tells me a lot right there. It should tell you a lot. Give Roger Brown a call at 800-303-5902. I say again, 800-303-5902. His website is kmt-usa.com, kilomiketango-usa.com. You'll be glad you did. Give Roger a call, and these devices, these Power Pulse devices, will help you increase the life of your lead-acid batteries tremendously. Thank you.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. John, are you still there?
I am.
Question about broadband over power lines. What is that?
Well, John, I had heard that they're experimenting with and getting ready to implement broadband over power lines. And I've noticed, I don't know whether you've noticed or not, I've been into radio for probably 30-plus years.
Right.
And my radio has become awfully quiet. And what I've understood, and correct me if I'm wrong, broadband over power line is going to affect the RF ranges.
Well, that is, and there's been a lot of controversy about that, and for those who are listening, they may not understand. RF means radio frequency, and RF engineering is radio frequency engineering. There are some engineering problems that I don't know that they've worked them out yet or not.
Well, I wonder, John, if it's not actually an intent
a hidden agenda to control the airwaves.
Well, I believe so.
That is a possibility. I quite frankly, I don't know. We got to run.
Okay.
We got to get to our next call before the top of the hour.
All right. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
God bless
Gary
you.
From Tennessee. Gary, you're there, sir.
Yeah, I was multitasking. You said the Google DOD and then two other words.
Climate report.
Climate report.
Yes, sir.
I'm 65 years old. And I've been starting on survival stuff 10 years ago. And I have a list that I've come up with. It's a living document. It never ends. It changes every day. And
really?
I'll send you a copy of it.
Please do. I'd like to see it. A list of websites?
Go to the website. I've got your website.
What you've got is a list of websites, your list?
I'm sorry?
What does your list consist of?
I don't have a website. All I got is a list of everything you need. Food.
Oh, okay.
I don't care what you want.
Okay. Camping. Preparedness.
It's all encompassing.
I
want to send you a copy of it. Email address.
Please do. There's an email address on my website you can pick up, though.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'll do that.
That'd be great. I look forward to seeing that, Gary.
It'll be there tonight.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Bye.
Okay, well, we're coming to the top of the hour. Hopefully my guest, Jim Likens, will call in. Jim has a really neat new project. Jim's also my webmaster, a brilliant, multi-talented guy involved in the profession of video production and video editing for a nationally known church organization, Christian church organization, which I won't mention, but he's welcome to if he wishes to. So let's hope he is able to call in. We get into all kinds of areas on the John Moore Show, focusing primarily on preparedness and all the rabbit trails that lead away from that general topic into tools and skills and supplies and firearms technology, field craft and field skills. And it's a passion of mine. It's been a passion of mine since my daughter was born. I acquired the skills to survive as a young soldier, but it never occurred to me that I had to protect innocent life until my daughter was born and her little hand wrapped around my little finger the first time, minutes after she was born. It changed my life. And I instantly recognized, oh my goodness, I'm responsible for this innocent human life, this precious innocent human life of my daughter. And without me and her mother, without us, she will perish. And that's an awesome responsibility. Break coming up, top of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be back at the top of the hour.